Hello guys, welcome back to What Is Your Cup of Tea? This is Afsa Hussein and I hope everyone is having a lovely and beautiful day. And if you're not, then I hope that this episode cheers you up in some sorts, because I do not mean to offend or upset anyone. I just want to cheer people up by sharing the tea that is going on in the week or has been going on in the week, because today is a Friday. It's a Thursday. It's literally the 29th of July. So I tried to bang in quick as possible because I knew if I don't record today and I don't launch the episode today, then ain't no episode coming out until Saturday. And I don't want to do that. So we are going to record today, and I'm sorry there's going to be background noises, but it's just the way it is. I can't be bothered to go and get my microphone. I'm so lazy. I just came back from work and I'm just like drop dead. But anyway, we're gonna talk. Before I get started, I feel like every episode I have to say something. It's so annoying. But anyway, before I get started, I've mentioned this app many times now. Please go and download Inner Hour. It's one of the best apps in the world, I feel like, because it's helped me sleep better, eat better, keep a track of my weight loss, and literally how much water I drink in a day. Like, it keeps a track of every single thing. It's one of the best apps ever. And if you're feeling low, you can talk to professionals and everything. Like, everything is so free. And since I've been using it, I've been loving it. It's helped me. It's helped my environment near me. Like, the problems I'm having, it's helped me tackle them. And I can literally feel like a free bird right now. And I think you can hear how happy I am today as well. It is because of this app. So please go and download Inner Hour. Inner Hour, is it called? Sorry, literally forgot. Inner Hour, yeah. Okay. Inner Hour. And go ahead and download it. And if you do not like that app, you can DM me at whatisyourcupoftea_ and we can have a whole debate and solve your problem. But anyway, this is not an ad, by the way. This is just me from my pure heart telling you to go ahead and download it. But if you do not want to, that is also fine. And also, I would go ahead and tell you guys to go and buy the book called Hannah Khan Carries On. It's one of the best books I've ever read in a long time. I 100% recommend you guys and go ahead and buy it. Yeah. And if you don't want to buy it, you can get the free audio from Amazon. So yeah, that's what I had to say for today. Anyway, moving back into the episode, today is Tea of the Week, episode 6, 7, I don't know where I am at. But as I said, I won't be mentioning Love Island because, like, it's just so much to talk about. And I know once I start, I will have to start talking about it in every episode again. But let's just say, because I know people are going to say, why you don't want to talk about Love Island? I'm just going to keep it as plain as possible because I do want to say something, and that is Kaz is winning, and Millie and Liam are breaking, and so is Faye and Teddy, and that's it really. And I don't care about Chloe, to be honest. So that's my thing that I wanted to say. But Kaz is winning no matter what happens, and if she doesn't win, then I don't know who to support. I think Faye is the next person I will be supporting, because Kaz and Faye are the only two people that I like. I'm sorry. Anyway, I like Liberty as well, but I don't like the person she is with. So if Liberty turns her head, then I would support her. But for now, not happening. Anyway, moving on. So I don't know if anyone knows, but the recent news or allegations are that a Bollywood actress, a very famous Bollywood actress who was also Miss World, maybe in 1999 or something, is pregnant. So I think that's one of the biggest news, because that came up today, so I thought to put that in the start because, like, you know, that's the biggest tea of the week. So her name is Aishwarya Rai, and I grew up listening to her, watching her movies and the songs that she's in and all of that. So I've been a kind of a follower of her since I was growing up, especially the song called Daya 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 Re, which was one of my favorite songs of her, like of her dancing in it kind of thing. So yeah, and I don't know if anyone watches Bollywood movies, but I thought to add it in because it's like the biggest news that I saw today. So that is that, like, that's the news of today, for now. And I hope it's allegations because people are thinking that she's pregnant, but we don't know if she is. But I think she is, so I'm just putting this in here because that's the tea of the week. You know, the first tea that I saw today. And other than that, it was Cher Lloyd's birthday yesterday, and it was someone else's birthday yesterday as well. So happy birthday to them. I know you're not watching the episode, but I've been a huge fan of Cher Lloyd since she came on X Factor to now. I've been listening to all her songs. My favorite is 100% called Lost. I would highly recommend you guys to watch it. I could actually just play it now, but it sounds weird. But it was her birthday yesterday. It was some Bollywood actress birthday yesterday. And happy birthday to both of them because they are inspirations of in my life. Cher Lloyd mainly. So yeah, that's also a tea. And thirdly. I'm going through my list while I'm doing this. The next thing I have is oh my god, I'm lost with my thing. It's Britney Spears. Yes, I think I'm gonna keep giving updates on Britney Spears because I kind of obsessed with following what's going on. So I always go into Salone's YouTube channel and check on what he's come up with because he's doing updates every single day now. So yeah, so the tea or the thing is that Britney has finally got her own lawyer, her own choice actually, let's just put it that way. So she's chosen her own lawyer, and the lawyer has also filed some papers to get the dad out of the conservatorship, and also the mom has been the person that gave a petition or something for Britney to get out of the whole conservatorship. So I think there's a website online and you can file, like, you can press some button and basically say that you don't want him to be a part of this conservatorship. And the more people that say that, the more chance of Britney dad getting out of the conservatorship. So he won't be allowed to make any choices for Britney. He can't be a part of it, etc, etc. So that's what's going on. And I don't know the website, but I've heard about it, so I'm just letting you know. But I'll obviously, me, I will go and do that because ain't nobody hurting Britney anymore. That's literally it. So yeah, that's that. And also, I've never really talked about the Ace family, which is weird because, like, most people talk about the Ace family. I must have been the only one that hasn't kept up with it or hasn't been bothered to talk about it. But the Ace family have been in a lot of trouble to the point that they are getting their house. They have to leave the house. That's the situation they are in. And there is some documents online that prove that there's a court thing going on or something, so I think that's going on. And if he doesn't leave, then he will be having a fine of 1,000, no, $100 million fine if he doesn't leave his house, or something. If he doesn't, yeah, if he doesn't. So he's got two options: either to pay the full amount that he owns, or he has to, oh my God, I'm losing words. He has to pay for the bills that he hasn't paid, and he hasn't paid 1 year's mortgages or something. He hasn't paid them for a whole year, and he's been living there. So he's got the option to pay all those bills or to evacuate from the house, which sounds really weird, but yeah. And other than that, there's a few other newses that I've got. I just don't know why I am so lost of words today. And I also found a video online which shows evidence that Michael Jackson, now I don't like to talk about Michael Jackson so much because I feel like he should be deserving to be living in peace wherever he is. There's a lot of allegations that he's alive, he's alive, he's alive. I'm done with that because I don't believe in that. I won't wanna say something that I don't believe in. There's more evidence that he's gone than he is alive, so please just stop, okay? And recently they made a whole documentary or something on Michael Jackson's doctor, the one that did everything, you know, and they came to a conclusion that he was not even fit for the role. Why was he even doing it then? Why was he even looking after Michael Jackson in all that time? And Michael Jackson didn't even know half of the drugs that were going into him. That is insane. That is insane. Okay, so the recent thing that I wanted to talk about is Michael Jackson warned Britney Spears to leave the industry and everything before she was put into the conservatorship. And there's some phone calls and stuff like that online. And I found some evidence as well to that, but I'm not gonna play it. And also, oh, the creepiest thing is I found a recording of Michael Jackson's last words before he died. And that was the hardest thing to listen to. I was literally tearing up. He was killed. He was murdered. The doctor murdered him by strangling him. I've got the recording in my laptop. I found it online, but I'm not gonna play it because it is so emotional and it is him. I have listened to Michael Jackson over and over again in the last week, whenever I was free, because I was so haunted by the voice note. And the doctor recorded it, fam. The doctor recorded it. It's like they wanted evidence that he died or something. Damn. And he didn't get arrested that time. He got arrested a year later, I think, after the family was fighting. Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't get over it. I'm sorry. I can't get over it. Michael Jackson, rest in peace. Because after finding that, I was so shocked. They had so many allegations he could be alive, he could be alive, but no one did the full investigation. I spent 5 weeks trying to research about Michael Jackson, and I swear I was not getting to any conclusion. So what I did for that episode is I said, wherever he is, he should be happy. That's all. That's all that matters. I am done with talking about it, but people are just crazy. You know, there's memes out there now that say, oh, there's accounts, Michael Jackson fan page, etc., etc. And they say, you know, Michael Jackson could be alive, or, you know, they pretend that they're Michael Jackson and they say, can I have $5,000, please? Because I'm stuck in some place and I need to go back to America. I'm like, don't do that. Michael Jackson couldn't even, he just barely started learning how to use the laptop at that time. So how can he use the phone? Do you guys get me? Do not prank us people like that. I've got so many messages saying, oh, this account, I think it's called Michael Jackson 111 or something. They've been messaging so many people saying that they are alive and they need £5,000 or something. People have actually made memes out of that message and turned it into ha 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 and said, you know, ha ha ha, I'm only joking. It's not funny. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. It's annoying. Because I get so many messages like that, and I'm fed up of it. I'm fed up of people pretending to be Michael Jackson, ask money, and then people are also making memes out the same kind of messages. Dude, stop. Please stop. Anyway, moving on away from Michael Jackson, because I've got enough evidence to say that he is not alive, and I'm done with people saying that he is. Okay? So, yeah. Next, I will talk about 1 second. Next, I will talk about today. There's another news. Little Mix's statues have been launched in Madame Tussauds, and there's a lot of drama because some people are not happy that Jessie is still put in there. But listen, she was a part of that band for 10 years. Doesn't matter if she's gone now, she was a part of it for 10 years, you know? So don't come out like that. Oh, you know, why is she a part of it? She's left now. She's gone because of good reasons, and you fans or haters of Jessie Nelson are the reason why she left, okay? And if it's not that, she wants to start fresh. That's the second reason. Let her be. She's in a happier place now than she was, and I've never seen Jessie Nelson so happy, so calm and collected. I've never seen her that happy in her life. The way she is now, the only time I saw her happy was when she made that documentary called Odd One Out or something, I think. Yeah, so you guys cannot say that why is she a part of it. There is a fan base for Jessie Nelson as a solo and as a Little Mix person, you know? So you guys cannot say why did Madame Tussauds put her in still. Like, come on. Jessie Nelson is looking better than Priyanka Chopra at this moment. So please, let her be. Let her be. And second, last few things that I want to say. Simon Cowell put a statement out saying that that X Factor has finally finished, and it's never coming back or something. So that's another thing. And second to last thing, Stormzy rents out Thorpe Park for an epic 28th birthday party. So that happened just yesterday, I think. And they are making more and more documentaries about Diana. I don't know why. Which is another T, because I mean they need to stop doing that. I know that she's the legacy that people want to follow, but doesn't mean that you start doing everything 50 years later, you know? It's just weird. And another thing is, I talked about the Ace family just a moment ago, but he has been sued £1 million by YouTube and TikTok, which is so weird. I just saw this now, so I'm just letting you know that is also another thing. And I think that's everything, because I'm just going through my list and I'm just checking any updates on my phone right now so that I get everything in. I think that's everything. I'm just gonna quickly go and check my Insta because I never know when something is up and stuff like that. So I'm just gonna quickly check. Who knows? There might be something interesting now. No, there's nothing interesting. I swear there's nothing interesting. It's just boring. Oh yeah, I forgot to say. I don't know how many Indian people watch my podcast, but if you are Indian and you watch Satyana Balasatya on Star Plus when you were younger, they have made two new versions of the same drama. One is called Satyana Balasatya 2 and one is called Sat Sat Rehna, I think. And I'm just like, why? And they're using the old characters, which is the worst part because everything seems so cringy. I'm telling you, guys, don't watch it. Just don't. If you have been a part of that legacy, that old drama back in 2010, you know that that drama went on for 8 years, and now they're making new parts to it. I'm like, dude, stop taking the piss. Please stop. Okay, so that's that, because I thought I would add that in because it's interesting. Another Indian thing, I don't know why I feel so like, because there's so many things going on this week, I just thought to add everything into one episode. One of my favorite actors, the Bollywood one, Arjun Rampal, is in London. Please, if anyone knows how I can meet, let me know, because he is my huge, like, my favorite actor in the whole Bollywood industry. So, yeah. And also Rajkumar Rao, Aamir Khan, and Rishi Kapoor, and Amitabh Bachchan, like, these are all my favorite actors in there. Humar Qureshi, Tapan Pool Pansu or something. I can't even say her name to save my life. But these are all my favorite actors, that I watch most of the time. And I used to be a fan of Kangana, but I think you guys know the drama about me and Kangana, so that's that. And if you do want to be a part of What Is Your Cup of Tea, please be sure to DM me at What Is Your Cup of Tea underscore, because I am ending the podcast on the 25th of September. So if you do want to be a part, this is your chance. Come join me. I will be making a season two, maybe, but not now, maybe in a year's time. Or I might make a totally new episode, sorry, podcast on its own. But I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen for the future, but I did talk about that. And I will see you on Saturday or Sunday. I don't know which day, but I will be launching an episode, I think, with a guest. So I'm excited. I'm excited. More guests. We need more guests. So if you want to be a part, you want to share your story, literally, it's free. I just gave you my Instagram. And if you go to Spotify, it's linked up there as well, so you can follow from there. But yeah, that's that. That's me done for today. And I hope you enjoyed the tea. I know it was a bit of a mess because I've talked about random things, but that's everything that was in my list. And then there were some things that I was just searching on my phone now. So we're just going with the flow, dude. I hope you liked this episode. And if you didn't, obviously, you can debate with me on my Instagram. And if not, have a lovely day. And also, don't forget to download Inner Hour because it's one of the best apps in the world. Take care. Bye.